AM 1450 KATE. We're going to have many reports from Greenlee Golf Course this weekend. The shortstop tournament has kicked off on this Saturday morning. Jeff Elseth at Greenlee joins us. And Jeff, good afternoon. What a beautiful, beautiful day for golf.
Oh, Aaron, good afternoon to you too. Yes, it certainly is. A much better weather forecast than what we've gone through the last couple of days, let's say that.
Our reports, I should mention, are brought to you by Greenlee Golf Course, Master Plumbing, Hill Bend Escav, and Bernal and Oakview Golf Course. So, Jeff, let's talk about what took place this morning and is still going on here in the early afternoon hours. This is the qualifying round. We'll get into the flights action starting tomorrow, but give us a rundown of what has taken place so far at the shortstop tournament.
Sure, Aaron. We started the tee times this morning right at 8 o'clock. We split the field and half of them tee off on one, half on number 10. We start out, we had a total of 96 entries. 32 players signed up for the championship flight. 64 signed up for the regular flights, numbered flights. So they're out playing now. We're anticipating the first groups coming in here any minute now. So they start coming in at a pretty good clip, and we go through the cards and get things verified. That goes on. The last group this morning here teed off groups one at 9:50, so call it close to 10. So they'll be in about that 2 o'clock hour, and then based on that, at that time, we'll be able to determine the low 16 players that will make up the championship flight. The next 16 will make up the presidential flight. And then, of course, the numbered flights 1 through 4 will be determined at that time as well.
Busy day at Greenlee Golf Course. And I don't know if you have the list of golfers in front of you, Jeff, but we talked about this when you stopped by the Acate Studios. A lot of returning champions from the shortstop tournament are in the field. Talk about some of the big names that we'll probably be keeping a close eye on all weekend long.
Well, first of all, our defending champion from Albert Lee, Andy Peterson, is in the field. Actually, Andy, of course, the defending champion, is exempt from qualifying. So he's enjoying himself probably more than the other 95 players are.
So he's playing for fun right now.
He definitely is, and he's having fun with it, too. You know, other players, we've got Chris Boss, Albert Lee, and seven-time shortstop champion. We have Brent Miller, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Brent is a five-time champ. Four consecutive years winning that, which is a record, call it, so far. I've got a good old classmate friend of mine from Rockford, Illinois, Mick Hawkinson, back in the field this year. I believe Mick was a three-time champ. Sam Holman lives in Sioux Falls now. Sam has won it, I believe, twice. He's in the field. You know, some other past champions, Mike Nelson from Albert Lee, Jeff Stadheim out of Mason City. Name familiar in the golfing world, J.B. Lloyd is back in the field again this year. The Werflein boys, Ryan and Brett from Albert Lee, Brett Richards, Grant Erlinson, Johnny Brewer. Yeah, there's a lot of great players in this field this year, and that's going to make for a very interesting next couple of days.
Jeff Elseth, Greenlee Golf Course here on KATE, our first of many reports this weekend right here on Kate Radio. Check out our website. Also check out social media as well for updates throughout the weekend. And Jeff, let's set the schedule for those that are making plans to come out to a Greenlee Golf Course. We invite everybody to come out there and have a fun weekend. Cheer on the golfers, you know, have some food, enjoy some cold beverages. You mentioned, again, qualifying will wrap up early this afternoon to mid-afternoon. And then what takes place tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, the tee times start at 8 o'clock. The championship flight, those low 16 players, they play 18-hole matches. So they'll be first and second-round play tomorrow. Presidential flight and the numbered flights all play 9-hole matches. So basically, everybody will play 2 matches tomorrow. And at the end of the day, on Sunday, those that have gotten beat a couple of times, they put their clubs away, hang out, have a good time, and a lot of them come back out on Monday and follow the field. for the semis, finals, and consolation finals on Monday. And that tee time start at 8 o'clock on Monday as well. But you're right, we certainly invite everyone to come out. We've got a nice banner, all the past champions going back to 1926 on display out here. We've got burgers and brats being cooked outside under the tent throughout the whole weekend. We've got a couple of fun little competitions for the contestants later this afternoon. We do a little putting tournament. The winner there gets one putt at a 60-footer, and if they make it, they take home $10,000.
Oh, wow.
We also draw four names from the field of 96 players, and those four selected, obviously, you need to be present to partake in it. But they'll get one shot at a par three out here, number 13, right up by the clubhouse for a hole-in-one. And so someone be fortunate enough to knock it in, they would take home $100,000.
So I love it. I love it.
A bit of excitement. We get quite a crowd that like to watch that. So a lot of activity kind of throughout the weekend. You know, the evenings after dark kind of quiet down, of course. And you know, as a golfer, everybody wants to play well. You want to have fun. It's kind of an old home family weekend, but you know, it's typically not a lot of late nights for these players, as they, you know, they have other things on their mind.
Jeff Elseth, Green Lake Golf Course, the shortstop tournament is underway, and this is the 95th annual. I get that right?
Correct. 95, yes.
95 years of the shortstop tournament, and is it the longest running match play tournament in Minnesota?
Well, I believe we have to take a second place to that, Aaron.
Okay.
After some research over the years, I believe it's the second longest running behind the Resorters Tournament held up in Alexandria, Minnesota.
And we don't have to count them. We don't have to count them.
I believe they have like just a couple of years, so I don't know. Maybe something will happen and that'll get discontinued or something. We can hope.
95 years of the shortstop tournament, a Labor Day tradition here in Albert Lea. Jeff Elseth from Green Lake Golf Course. And we're going to have another report, one more today. We got a Twins baseball taking up most of our afternoon. So around the 2 o'clock hour before the Twins pregame around 2:30, we'll have you another update with a Jeff. Then updates tomorrow and Monday. Keep it locked in the KATE to find out the latest what's going on at the shortstop tournament. Also myalbertlea.com, and check out our social media pages as well. Jeff Elseth with us. Again, this report brought to you by Green Lake Golf Course, Master Plumbing, Hill Bend Escobe in Bernal, and Oakview Golf Course. Jeff, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you later this afternoon.
That sounds great to me, Aaron. Thank you very much. Have a good day.